Hi, I'm George Hager, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, for Republicans, choice between bad and worse. Bill Maher and Jimmy Fallon trade quips about Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. When Jimmy Fallon talks about an unflattering photo of Donald Trump, he shows a picture of a troll doll with fright hair. Finally, when Bill Maher picks a GOP candidate, he has to rinse his mouth out with a bottle of bleach. The best lines need no explanation, though, like why Bill Maher will be scared to go outside if Trump gets elected. All that and more in today's Punchlines.
Now, I know that picking between Donald Trump and Ted Cruz is driving Republicans crazy. Mitt Romney got so angry today, he punched the wall and yelled, "Fudgicle."
Of course, one of the big stories this week was Donald Trump tweeting a side-by-side comparison of his wife and Ted Cruz's wife that wasn't flattering to Cruz's wife, Heidi. Thankfully, there's no side-by-side photos out there that could be unflattering to Donald Trump, because that would be the... That wouldn't be fair.
Why would you do that? No.
I almost feel bad for Republicans, although not really, because they did it to themselves. Jesus, you guys started out with 17 candidates, and somehow you wound up with Mussolini and Joe McCarthy. So let's look at the differences, and there are real and important ones between Cruz and Trump. They're not the same. Comparing them is apples and orange. Donald Trump wants to build a wall to keep out creepy foreigners. Ted Cruz is proof we need it.
And during voting on Tuesday, Bernie Sanders tweeted a list of hotlines for his supporters to call if they had questions or issues while voting. While if Bernie needs help, he just presses his life alert button.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Like a growing number of Republicans, Lindsey Graham publicly supports Cruz even as he mentions that Ted makes his skin crawl. It's sort of like when they ask a gay actor to kiss a woman. They'll do it, but only because it's their job. In fact, it's exactly like that. And then there's Trump, whose three main endorsers are Sarah Palin, Chris Christie, and Ben Carson. Or as I call them, Catty, Fatty, and Batty.
Actually, I read about a parrot that actually hangs out at Bernie Sanders' campaign office in Tennessee, a parrot. Yeah, so if you want to hear someone repeat everything that Bernie Sanders says, just wait 2 weeks for Hillary to say it. And then you'll hear it.
But we have to accept that being a grown-up means hard choices between disgusting options. You have to decide. We all have to decide. So, let me just say, in the choice between Trump and Cruz, I four squarely choose Ted Cruz.
There's some good news for Hillary. I read that George Clooney emailed Hillary Clinton supporters a letter endorsing her for president. Or as Hillary put it, that's one email I'll never delete.
We can't make a crazy person commander-in-chief. There are actual job requirements. It's not like Mardi Gras parade king. Do I think President Trump would actually disappear people? No, but I can't rule it out. With him, I can't rule anything out. What does he do on day one? Send Megyn Kelly to Guantanamo Bay? Or me? He's already sued me. The president signs off on a kill list every day and sends out the drones. And I like going outside.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.